National Acid Reflux Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, here it is, National Acid Reflux Day, the day when everyone resolves never to eat that much ever again. We forget that the reason the first Thanksgiving was such a special event is that you didn't normally have a meal that big. Most days you were just above subsistence. Ideally, the modern Thanksgiving would be a feast where you assemble a bounteous meal, give thanks for it, and then wrap it in doggy bags and freeze it for next week. That'll never happen, of course, which is why I'm happy to report, finally, some good news on the obesity front, and that is that America's obesity emergency may in fact be a statistical error. It was back on March 10th that the Centers for Disease Control published a paper claiming 400,000 deaths a year due to obesity and predicting that by 2005, obesity would pass smoking as the leading cause of preventable death in America. Attorneys general rubbed their hands at the prospect of lucrative judgments against burger chains. But now the CDC is admitting that it got the death rate wrong. It was 20% too high. We have a higher tolerance for excess than they thought. The CDC regrets the error and will investigate. Well, you know what? Give it up. I've never understood the reason for these statistics on death due to bad habits. First, it implies that living a vice-free life will stave off death. And second, it implies that people will change their bad habits based on medical studies. The fact is that most people who have bad habits know it already and plan to keep on pursuing those habits whether it kills them or not. Look, we're fat. We intend to stay fat, and what this nation needs is fewer statistics and wider seats. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.